Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Ladies and gentlemen, I just owe you an apology. I owe the entire listening audience a great apology. No, I owe the entire nation. These great United States, border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain, I owe all of you an apology. And Grace Baker, I want you to write this down in the annals of the Todd Starnes radio show history, that I am actually apologizing to every human being in America.
This is a historic moment. We're ready.
I leave the building. I leave our flagship radio station, the heavily fortified news bunker in Memphis, Tennessee, and I'm gallivanting across the fruited plain, and all you know what breaks loose. This crazy story happening, and so this is why I'm apologizing. Grace, I'm going to have to stay in Memphis. I'm going to have to curtail my travels.
Sounds
because
good.
Whenever I leave, the country goes bonkers.
This is true.
And slap crazy. And we're going to get to Biden in just a minute. We have some exciting news about something happening in Delaware, and we're going to get to that in just a moment. But a story crossed my desk earlier today here at West Coast Baptist College, where we are a part of the leadership conference. And we have thousands of people here from all over America. And we'll talk about that in just a moment. But Grace, apparently, according to various and sundry news agencies, people are using NyQuil in a very inappropriate way. It's pretty dramatic, and it's bonkers, just absolutely bonkers. But here's the story coming from thehill.com and also from CNN. They're saying now that people are cooking chicken in NyQuil.
What in the world? Come on.
They're literally stewing the chicken. They're marinating the chicken in NyQuil. What you take for the, if you're not feeling very well.
I don't know anybody who likes the taste of medicine by itself, let alone as a marinade for chicken.
It's beyond me, but apparently this is something happening on the social media. Nothing good ever happens on TikTok. I'm telling you. Nothing ever.
This is like the Tide Pod all over again challenge.
That's exactly what it is. But beyond, on TikTok, all you have are lesbian and transgender school teachers and people who marinate chicken and NyQuil.
And eat Tide Pods.
That's pretty much it. So now the FDA is warning people, do not marinate your chicken in NyQuil. And they're saying that people could literally die if they marinate their chicken in liquid NyQuil.
The fact that some people think this is okay shows that our country is doomed currently.
I've never seen anything like this. Again, NyQuil. This is the nighttime sniffling, sneezing, aching, coughing, stuffy head, fever, so you can rest medicine. And for the record, if you want to do anything with chicken, you have to marinate it in a lovely bath of buttermilk and hot sauce. You salt and pepper the chicken. You dredge it in the Martha White flour. And then you put it in a cast iron skillet filled with peanut oil. That is how you prepare your chicken.
That is a good way.
You don't drench it in NyQuil.
Yuck.
I mean, what's next? Sudafed souffle? Benadryl brownies, Grace Baker? What about a Tylenol turnover?
Ew. You know, what's you're making me lose my lunchtime appetite.
Smoked meth burgers?
Oh.
What do you do? So apparently this is like a trend now on the social media where people are they're telling folks to marinate the chicken and then eat the chicken and post your photos on the TikTok.
That's terrible.
What does it say about our country? What does it say about our country, ladies and gentlemen, that we actually have to have the federal or the Food and Drug Administration telling young people, do not cook food with over-the-counter drugs.
Todd, we've lost all common sense. All common sense. It's gone out the window.
So the trend apparently started on TikTok, of course, and they would post, users would post videos of the chicken marinating in the NyQuil, and they call it the sleepy chicken.
Yeah, that's a lot. I mean, I'm assuming you use the entire bottle and you just drench it in the NyQuil.
This is disgusting. It is absolutely disgusting. So anyway, the FDA says even if you don't eat the chicken, inhaling the vapors while cooking could cause high levels of the drugs to enter your body and hurt your lungs.
I get it if you're trying to clean your sinuses out, but there's a better way.
Well, there's got it. Yes, get an onion.
Yes. Oh, that'll do it
just
right there.
Slice an onion. Look, I don't mean to paint with a broad brush here, but whoever came up with that whole NyQuil chicken recipe, I guarantee you they shop at Walmart after midnight.
Fair enough.
Guarantee.
Fair enough, Todd.
So all that to say, ladies and gentlemen, I apologize. We will do our best to try and keep the country on the straight and narrow.
I'm going to have to go, like, hack your Cadillac and make sure that it doesn't go outside of the zip code that we're in.
I hope it's still at the airport.
Oh, I hope so.
I really do. All right. So welcome to the Todd Stearns radio program. What a crazy... Folks, TikTok, the social media platforms, they're evil, just evil. 844-747-8868, that's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. So we're getting reports that there are plane loads of illegals that are now en route to Delaware. Now, this has been going on for quite some time, where Governor Greg Abbott and Governor Ron DeSantis from Florida and Texas have been sending the illegals to these sanctuary states and sanctuary cities, which they ought to do. I mean, that is the humane thing to do here, is to send all of these illegals to a place that has been designated as a sanctuary. As Ron DeSantis said just a few days ago, and I thought he was very brilliant and compassionate in all of this, he said that they are not a sanctuary state, therefore they really cannot care for all of these illegals. So really the kind, compassionate, and sympathetic thing to do is to send these illegals on their way to a place where the progressive leftist and the rich white liberals will take care of them. And I think that's a very noble thing that DeSantis and Abbott have done. So not everybody is very excited about this, though, and we've got a report that there are Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, is enraged, and he's calling this dehumanizing. He says that it is dehumanizing, disgraceful, humiliating, and cruel to send illegal aliens to a playground for the rich and famous, talking about Martha's Vineyard. And of course, they're still getting over their humanitarian crisis of 50 illegals who were dropped into the city, spent the night, and then the military quickly moved them out of Martha's Vineyard. By the way, did you see this report? This is a crazy report. Somebody ran the numbers. And of course, Obama has this massive, massive compound there in Martha's Vineyard. And according to the numbers we're seeing, as many as 6 million illegals could actually be housed in Martha's Vineyard. No, I'm not making this up. This was on Breitbart News. They say, according to their numbers, Martha's Vineyard could house 6 million refugees. I wonder how they came up with the numbers. Did they do the math? It's like, and now it could depend on how large each illegal is. I don't know if they rounded off the numbers to a certain size illegal alien. I mean, if there might be some larger, some smaller, we don't know. So anyway, here's how they did it. Census data reports around 17,000 year-long residents there in Martha's Vineyard. There are 14,600 homes. So they estimate that each home has 4 bedrooms. Each bedroom can sleep 3 people comfortably. That would bring the island's sleep capacity up to 175,200 beds. 158,200 would be unoccupied. So if anything, they're saying this actually underestimates the sleeping capacity on the island. They say if you really pack people in, if you let people sleep in the living rooms and libraries and dining rooms and studies, you could easily house about 400,000 illegals at Martha's Vineyard. Maybe, just maybe, this is the solution. It is an island, and we could just move all the illegals there. What, 4.2 million? And then you would still have room for more illegals coming across. I think this may be a brilliant solution here, is to turn Martha's Vineyard into a sanctuary island for the illegals, and then you could just give it to them. Just say, you know what, we're going to give you your own little island nation. Might even give you like an ambassador's office or something. I like this idea. So there you go. Thank you to the good people and the mathematicians at Breitbart for setting the record straight there. Wow. Folks, could you imagine what's about to happen? All of these illegals showing up in Joe Biden's hometown. Now, my only concern about all of this is that it's not enough. We need to be inundating these communities with illegals. Martha's Vineyard needs to be inundated with the illegals. Now, I want to get back to Gavin Newsom for just a moment. He's urging the Justice Department to investigate Ron DeSantis. DeSantis has done nothing wrong here. DeSantis is actually the only person in all of this doing the right and legal thing, which is sending the illegals to the sanctuary cities. But here's what you need to know about Newsom. In 2004, he was mayor of San Francisco. They had a horrible homeless epidemic. And what did Newsom do? He used tax money to buy a bunch of one-way tickets on Greyhound bus lines, and they sent thousands of illegals out of the city. Now, some people might say that's a little dehumanizing and cruel. I'll leave that up to you. We got to take a break here. We're going to be following the breaking developments as the plane loads of illegals are now en route to Joe Biden's home state. Also, why was Biden playing with his tongue at the funeral of Queen Elizabeth? We're going to talk about that. We'll be taking your calls as well. Do you think it's a good idea? Do you think that we need to play hardball here and inundate these cities with illegals? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Martha's Vineyard, where the liberal rich reside, claim they have compassion, but to themselves they have lied. When a busload of illegals arrived, they went berserk. Don't want a Hispanic in their yard unless he's there to do some work. They don't want you if you're brown. If you're brown, get out of town. Stay out of their sight. Martha's Vineyard is lily white. It's fine if your head's trimming, if you're laying down some sod. Otherwise, they will round you up and haul you off to Cape Cod. If you're brown, stay out of town. They don't want your kind around. Stay out of their sight. Martha's Vineyard is lily white. The racist as can be, but they're too blind to see.
We're all feeling the pain at the pump and at the grocery store, too. The market is plunging, and Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. But even worse, seniors are struggling to survive. It's not time to panic, but it is time to act. My friends at AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, will help you save money on things like cell phone plans, travel, and restaurants. But AMAC does much more than offer senior discounts. Your membership will support their nonprofit AMAC Action, which takes the challenges against our Constitution and a free market straight to Capitol Hill. Joining is easy. Just go to AMAC.us/starns to start saving today. 2.3 million Americans have already joined AMAC, and you should too. AMAC cares about you and America, so save money and support conservative causes. Go to amac.us/darns. It's only $16 per year, and great news, anyone can join. Go to amac.us/darns. That's amac.us/darns. Folks are fired up over on the social media platforms. Lindy writing in on the Facebook page, Todd, this could backfire, talking about sending all the illegals to the sanctuary cities and states. She says some blue states allow illegals to vote. That's one of the reasons they were loading up red states. You know, Lindy's got a great point here, and you folks in Georgia know all about this. So for years, you had Republican governors who were wanting to turn Georgia into a sanctuary state for refugees. And over the past decade or so, you guys had a massive influx of refugees from other countries. We're not talking about New York or San Francisco. We're talking about other countries that flooded into the state of Georgia, and it literally changed the voting dynamic. Georgia, rock solid red, went blue in the last elections, and a lot of that is because of the massive number of refugees, not to mention illegals, that moved into the state of Georgia. So Lindy does have a point there, but again, you got to get them out of Texas. You just got to get them out of Texas, got to get them out of Florida, got to get them out of Arizona. It is unfair for the people who live in those border states to have to absorb all of the chaos and the carnage that is wrought by the illegal alien invasion. Dorothea says, Todd, Martha's Vineyard might tip over with all those extra people. Remember, that Dorothea, I forgot about that. Was it Hank Johnson, who was a congressman and still is a congressman from Georgia? And he actually was very concerned about adding more military personnel to Guam because he was afraid the island might literally tip over. No, I'm not making this up. It was during a congressional hearing. I mean, the guy is not the brightest bulb. I'm just saying. 844-747-8868. The breaking news as we were coming on the program today, apparently there are some planes filled with illegals now bound for Delaware. When those planes land, we will let you know. But I just say keep on sending the illegals. That's all we need to do. Just keep on sending them. And if Joe Biden can dump off illegal aliens in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and then you good people in Chattanooga have to take care of the illegals, then by golly, the rich white people who live in Martha's Vineyard can take care of illegal aliens. Now, I have a question for you people in Georgia specifically before we go to break here, and this is a genuine question. I like Herschel Walker. I really do. I was giving a speech. He shared some remarks, and the guy really seemed to connect with the voters, and the polling data is really all over the place right now in Georgia. I've seen he's up, he's down, Warnock up, down. It's just all over the place. But anyway, there is a big debate coming up in October, and Herschel Walker made some headlines yesterday by suggesting that he's not going to do well in the debate. He said that I'm getting out, talking to people, talking to the media. I'm a country boy. I'm not that smart. He's a preacher. Warnock is smart and wears those nice suits. He's going to show up and embarrass me at the debate, and I'm just waiting to show up, and I will do my best. So my question is, I mean, the mainstream media has gone completely bonkers over all of this. Now, Walker's team walked this back and said, well, he was just really being sarcastic. Do you believe that to be the case, or is this some sort of a strategy here? Because there is a lot of concern about how well Walker is going to do in that debate. 844-747-8868. Toll-free number. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. Y'all have helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is today. Now Mike Lindell, our good friend, wants to give back exclusively to our listeners. The Percale and Giza Dream bed sheet sets are available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're all on sale for as low as $29.98 with our listener promo code. You better order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale and Giza Dream sheets are breathable, and they have a cool, crisp feel. And they come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So don't miss out on this incredible offer. There is a limited supply, so you better order right now. Call 1-800-986-3994 and use the promo code STARNS. That's 1-800-986-3994. Or you can go to MyPillow.com/STARNS. That's MyPillow.com/STARNS and use the promo code STARNS.
And I'm this country boy, you know, I'm not that smart, and he's that preacher, he's a smart man, wear these nice suits, so he's going to show up and embarrass me at the debate October the 14th, and I'm just waiting, you know, I'll show up, and I'm going to do my best.
All right, there you heard it for yourself. Herschel Walker talking about this upcoming debate in October. The campaign is now saying he was being sarcastic, that he's really going to be prepared and he's going to be able to go toe-to-toe with Raphael Warnock. Look, going back to, I think there's a fair comparison here between Al Gore and George W. Bush, who was not the most polished public speaker, and really never was. He was sort of a gaffe machine. But George W. Bush did a good job. He was a leader during some very difficult times in American history. And look, I think Herschel Walker, if Herschel Walker gets elected, I have no doubt that he is going to be a strong senator and will uphold Republican values, the Republican Party platform. I have no doubt that'll happen. The question is, are these gaffes that are being made on the campaign trail really going to influence voters one way or the other? And I don't think they are. Herschel Walker, an incredibly popular figure in the state of Georgia because of his exploits on the football field. We'll just see how things go here. Look, Raphael Warnock has a massive war chest of cash. And they want that Senate seat. 844-747-8868. That's our telephone number. Let's go to the phones. William in Georgia wants to weigh in on the illegal alien crisis. William, what say you?
Well, hey, I just want to say thank you so much for everything you're doing. It's awesome. I just want to make a comment specifically about Gainesville, Georgia. That's where I'm from. And I know you just recently visited. You know, Gainesville, Georgia has a big fear of Stacey Abrams, because she does want to make us a sanctuary state, and that it's crucial that we don't let that happen. But a lot of people actually refer to Gainesville as Little Mexico. And if you go down Atlanta Highway, that's really all you see, and that's all you have. I mean, and I cannot tell you how many of my personal friends actually lost their jobs due to these illegals taking our jobs. And this is just a little local town. And so it's really crucial that our upcoming elections, we got to do something. We got to keep her out of making us a sanctuary state.
You know, William, my parents retired to Ellijay, Georgia, which is it's to the west of you guys, up in the North Georgia Mountains. But they would go shopping, and they would do a lot of their. They went to the mall. They would go to Dalton, Georgia, which is along I-75, just south of Chattanooga. And Dalton used to be, it's the carpet capital of the world. It's a huge carpet industry town. And I remember when the floods of immigrants came in, and I don't know if they were legal or illegal, but I do know this, the city was completely inundated, and when those jobs dried up, they left town, and many parts of that once beautiful, quintessential southern city were really decimated by the massive influx of people from someplace else.
Absolutely. That's starting to happen to us down here, too.
Wow, that's interesting. I had not heard of the nickname in Gainesville, which, again, a beautiful area. Your downtown is undergoing a huge revitalization. And you would hate to see something like that be impacted by becoming a sanctuary state, because if that happens, you're going to see the massive influx of illegals again into your community. William, appreciate the call. Let's go to Daniel, who is listening to us on WDUN in Georgia. Daniel, what's on your mind?
Well, a lot of the same stuff that I was going to say, William just said. We've been dealing with illegal immigration. I'm nearly 50, and since I was a small child, I've heard stories about illegal immigrants holding signs at the border that say to Gainesville, Georgia, because of the poultry industry up here. We're the poultry capital of the world, and the poultry jobs, the egg plant, they've drawn illegals for 50 years plus, and we've got third and fourth generation families up here, along with the new immigration that's coming, illegal and legal. And it's in some ways, Georgia's been a sanctuary state for a long time against a lot of people's will. As far as Herschel Walker.
Yeah, Daniel, hold on. Before we get to Herschel Walker, I want to talk about what you just mentioned. Because the challenge in Georgia, you guys have pretty much been controlled for a very long time now by Republicans. But the problem is, and I think this is evident not just in Dalton, where you have the big carpet companies, but you've got a massive poultry industry there in Gainesville. We're talking about... Hold on. We're talking about the Chamber of Commerce. That's right. They're looking out for their bottom line, and they don't give a rip about the local citizens born and raised in that area.
Amen. They have. The Chamber of Commerce has looked out for the wrong interest of the wrong people in the eyes of most Georgians, I believe, and has caused a lot of this problem. And it's been decades of it here in this area. And William is exactly right. Little Mexico's 5 minutes from where I'm sitting right now. Every street sign, every business, every store is in Spanish for miles and miles up and down the road in some areas, which is fine. I mean, that's the business that they draw, but it's not Georgia that anybody would recognize.
But it illustrates a point here, Daniel, that it's not just a Democrat issue. You've got Republicans that are turning a blind eye because they're after, and again, we're talking about the National Chamber of Commerce here, and we're talking about these business owners, these companies that are looking for the cheap labor. And that's all this is. This is about cheap labor. This is about throwing more money into their bank accounts, and they don't care if your community, they don't care if your town is decimated by the influx of illegals or whoever's coming across that border. They don't care, right? Because it's all about the money. It's all about the bottom line. And that's why I don't trust either one of the parties. The Republicans, they align a little closer with my value system, Daniel, but I don't trust any of them.
They do, but several of these manufacturing plants, they cook foods right on the side. I'm sorry. It's just these chicken products, these chicken plants and stuff. I'm sorry, I agree with a lot of the things that a lot of these people do, but when it comes to small-town communities and all, these folks do not care about the impact that the immigration or the jobs or any of that stuff has on the local communities when it comes to the bottom line of their profits. That's just the way it is.
Daniel, you have just illustrated a point we have been making on this show for a long time now. Every town in America will be a border town. Every town. And that's what's happening in parts of Georgia like Gainesville and Dalton. Daniel, real quick, I told you could weigh in on Herschel Walker. What's your take on Walker's comments?
Walker, I don't know how intelligent he is. He certainly not the most well-spoken candidate we've ever had. Of course, Joe Biden's not exactly well-spoken. But he'll toe the line. He'll toe the Republican line as far as that goes. There seems to be Georgia seems to have hit on a pretty good recipe here with these UGA candidates that they put up: Nathan Deal, to Brian Kemp, Herschel Walker, they all seem to be in this little boys club of UGA candidates that's come out, and they've all been real strong for the last decade or so. So I think they're gonna do well with it. And Herschel Walker, I don't think he'll do real well in the debate. I think he's right, but I don't think it'll affect his chances. I think he's going
to
come through.
Okay.
Strong.
Well, that's all right. Well, that's good to hear. Daniel, we got to run. Appreciate the call. 844-747-8868. Again, I have been in both of these towns, Gainesville, Georgia, and Dalton, and I have seen it firsthand. I was driving through Los Angeles just a few days ago, and I see it firsthand. This is happening all over America, and I think people just of all persuasions are fed up. But the problem is we keep sending the same people back to Washington, D.C., and they never resolve these issues. Oh, by the way, we have breaking news. Grace Baker, have we finally found enough money to get a breaking news alert yet?
I'm sorry, Todd. We're still taking donations.
Oh, geez, Alou. All right. Well, here we go. Breaking news. Breaking news, America.
I tried.
David Hogg. Remember David Hogg, Grace Baker?
Who can forget him?
Little Davy. Little Davy's grown up now. David Hogg from the Parkland High School shooting, you might remember he was the one who was not there, but then returned with his camera to imply that he was, in fact, there, mm-hmm. and has now made a career as a anti-gun goon.
An activist.
David Hogg has announced that he will not procreate.
Oh, phew. I was really worried about that one.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. David Hogg writing on social media, I'm never planning on having kids. I would much rather own a Porsche and have a Portuguese water dog and golden doodle. Long term, it's cheaper, better for the environment, and will never tell you that it hates you or ask you to pay for college.
Dang. Mm, sounds like harsh. He must have had a traumatic childhood or something.
Or he's got problems getting dates.
That too.
Could be. So there you go. That's your breaking news on the David Hogg.
That was keeping me up at night. So I really appreciate you giving us an answer to that.
Glad to help out. Glad to oblige, Grace. 844-747-8868. Hey, let's go to North Carolina. Terry, listening to us on WSIC. Terry, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Todd. How you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
I think Herschel will be okay. I lived in Georgia quite some years ago, and I think Herschel will do fine. The Georgia people need to get out and support him because we are in a point where if we don't make some steps to save this country, we're going to lose it. Now, on the second thing, don't tell Herschel I said anything good about him because I went to Georgia Tech. So we kind of disagree on the football. But what I was wanting to say is this immigration deal has been a problem for a very, very, very long time. And I found out just now how much you and I agree on one thing, and that is the Republican Party and the Democrat Party are just different wings on the same buzzard. And, you know, you've got to be careful. People talk about wanting term limits and wanting changes, but what we have going on is they don't do the research or not doing their homework. Now, we're into midterms now, so the primaries is over. But if you want term limits, all you got to do is go to your primary and vote for somebody different. We do need change, and I'm not sure term limits is the perfect answer because we do have a few good congressmen. I really like Jim Jordan, and term limits would have took him out if we had term limits. So we do have a few, but American people have got to get smart and save this country. Or our children, our grandchildren are going to have a mess that they'll never recover from. And the way to do that is the primaries and start doing your homework and research.
Terry, I think that's a great idea. And look, going back to the years of Al Rushbo, you know, Rush also called out the Republicans when they needed to be called out. He was not beholden to anybody, and he never worked off any talking points, and neither do we. We carve our own path here. And I'm telling you, as a kid who grew up in a blue-collar home, I saw this firsthand, and I see what kind of an impact all of this has on people. And it's not right. It is just not right. And that's why I'm so glad to see the Trump movement influence the Republican Party and, again, make it a big tent party like Ronald Reagan wanted back in the 1970s and 80s. Terry got a run here. All right, we've got time for one. You know what? Let's take a break here. Bill from Georgia, hang tight. We're going to get to you in just a moment. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. This is the Todd Stern Show.
There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
Todd, it's Slickhead Newsom.
Slickhead Newsom. That's right. We've got it. He's got a new nickname, Gavin Newsom Slickhead. What was it DeSantis said? He's worried that the guy's hair products might be having, there's something wrong with the brain function. By the way, speaking of brain function, what was going on with Joe Biden over at the funeral for the Queen? We've got the photos, and we have the video up on our website, toddstearns.com. You got to see this. It's unbelievable. So first of all, Biden shows up late for the funeral, which is why they had him, 14 rows back. They had all the world leaders sitting up in the front. Joe Biden got stuck behind the president of Poland, and the Mrs., Dr. Mrs. First Lady Jill Biden, was sitting next to the president of Switzerland, and then behind them was the president of the Czech Republic. Is that really where we are in the global pecking order right now? So anyway, the guy was late. They actually stopped the beast in front of some sort of a sandwich shop there in London, and they got stuck in traffic. So Biden finally gets there, and we've got the video of this where he walks in, and he's writing the condolence book, right? And typically, you would write like a little message, you know, my sympathies for the Queen, signed Joe and what's her head, Jill. Biden couldn't even do that. They actually, the White House staff gave him a cue card, and he actually was writing based on whatever was on that cue card. And we got the video. You can see it for yourself. It's like they don't even try to hide it anymore. So anyway, they finally get in, and they're in the back of the room, and the Biden is sitting there, and he's playing with his tongue. So he has his tongue out, and he's got his hands, his fingers on the tongue as if he had just now discovered, oh, there is flesh in my mouth. What is this? I don't know if he was just bored. I don't know if it was like some sort of childlike curiosity that he just discovered he had a tongue, but it was really weird. Really weird, ladies and gentlemen. This is the leader of the free world playing with his tongue on national television, really global television, during the funeral of Queen Elizabeth. Once again, how many times can we say this? I don't know what the clinical diagnosis is, but back in Tennessee, we would say that Joe Biden's cheese has done slid off his cracker. No, I don't know. Grace, you see little kids do that, right? They'll stick out their tongue, but he was rolling his tongue up like it was one of those fruit things, you know.
Well, you know, when you're a little kid, you like roll it up like that and mess with it. I have a little brother, so he does stuff, goofy stuff like that. I don't think I've ever seen a grown man do it, though.
So Biden is now regressing back to his childhood? Is that what that is?
Isn't there a movie like Benjamin Button or whatever, ages backwards?
A fruit roll-up. That's what I was thinking of. You remember the fruit roll-ups?
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's exactly what he was doing at this time. I'm like, what's wrong with you? Good Lord, man.
Wrong place for that, buddy.
Yes. All right, folks, we've got an action-packed next hour coming up as we broadcast live from West Coast Baptist College. It's the National Leadership Conference. Thousands of people are here from all over America. By the way, we have a lot of folks from the Pascagoula, Theodore, Alabama area. I want to say a big shout-out to you folks listening to us, our good friend Noah Britt down there in the Gulf Coast. All right, folks, stick around. Hour two of the Todd Starnes Show coming up next.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. So great to have you with us today. We are broadcasting day two in California, West Coast Baptist College. They're having a huge national leadership conference and just having a great time. You know, yesterday got to see our good friend, Coach Joe Kennedy, the high school football coach, got fired for taking a knee to pray. No, not to protest, but to pray. He got fired for that. Took his case all the way to the Supreme Court in June. He won his case. And as a result of that one man, Coach Joe Kennedy, standing up for his right under the Constitution to pray, now every coach in America is able to pray at a football game. And that shows you the power of being an American. It shows you the power of taking a stand in the face of great adversity. And this is a case that goes all the way back to 2015. So this has been a long time coming. Anyway, Coach Kennedy was awarded an incredible honor last night. Thousands of people. They actually have overflow rooms here with the huge crowd. But Coach Kennedy was here. Our good friend Jeremy Dice from First Liberty Institute, he was here as well. Just a wonderful time meeting with so many great American patriots here at West Coast Baptist College in beautiful northern Los Angeles County. Well, yesterday we had a story that we shared with you about the military and the Pentagon now telling military personnel that if they can't afford to go to the grocery store, they should apply for food stamps. And, of course, that launched a very interesting debate among our callers, many of whom say that soldiers know how much they're going to get paid before they sign up, and they should deal with it. That if they're upset about not getting paid a lot of money, they should not have joined the military. Others of you agree with me that if we're spending billions of dollars to fund the Ukrainian military, we ought to at least be funding our own military. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Very honored to have with us a great guest, our official military expert, David Giamona, with us. David, hope you're doing well today.
Todd, I am, and I'm listening with great interest in this story.
So, David, I'm curious to get your take on this, because the average, you know, enlisted, let's say for the enlisted person in the Army, not making a lot of money. Quite frankly, some people working McDonald's are making more than people that are putting their lives on the line to defend our freedom.
Well, I'm going to be, and you expect me to be clearly honest, if this was President Trump, this would never be happening. I guarantee it. But this is what the Biden administration thinks of our soldiers. To spend $560 billion on student loans, which they don't know where the money is coming from. Of course they do. It's coming from us, the taxpayer. And then spending billions, as you said, the Ukraine. It's bad optics, Joe. I mean, Joe Biden, you need to understand that the whole world's looking at you. And Barack Obama was exactly right about Joe Biden. Leave it to Joe to screw things up. And here we go again.
It's really mind blowing to me, David. And you know, you've been in the were in the military a very long time, Colonel. You've got a great new book out, The Military Guide to Disarming Deception, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. But it's mind boggling to know that we're spending billions of dollars funding the Ukrainian army, where we're going to be squandering hundreds of millions of dollars paying back these student loans that we're about to forgive for all of these deadbeat kids out there. And yet our military personnel and their families are going without.
No, that's exactly right. And, you know, when I say bad optics, you know, those who are coming up in the system, they're going to look at that and say, if that's the way they treat our soldiers, I'm not joining. That's why we have a huge recruitment problem right now. In fact, our military leaders are all saying we're not going to make it, you know, our recruitment quotas, and they haven't for years. It's because of these kind of optics that we're not taking care of our own. And so I know that joining the military is not a luxury option, but, you know, a lot of our young people want to join the military. They want to do the right thing. They want college education. They're willing to work for it. But, you know, at one point, giving stamps to our soldiers is akin to just cutting our own throats. And if we go to war with China or Russia, what kind of military are we going to have? And are we going to be able to win the war?
And that is a concern I have. And that's not even because of the food stamp issue. When you look at the wokeness that has infested and infected our military and some of the lessons coming out, I'm wondering if a good many young men, especially, and you know the type, these are kids who went up through the Boy Scouts, you know, they're God and country. They're taking a look at what the military looks like right now, and they're going to say, you know what, have at it, but that's not for me.
No, and that's exactly right. The fact is, the parents of those kids also are telling their children, hey, don't join the military. This is the way they treat you. That's the reason why that when we're on the battlefield, we don't leave any soldiers behind on the battlefield, because number one, we know the whole world is watching. We care for our soldiers, of course, and we want to take care of them. And if you leave a soldier on a battlefield dying and, you know, wounded, you know, that sends the message back to everybody else. Don't join this military. Well, we're sending the same message. Bad optics again, Biden administration. They don't seem to get it, understand it. And for our military leaders to say, hey, if inflation is bad, then get food stamps. You know, I'm all for helping our soldiers, but there's better options out there.
I'm with you. I'm with you, David. And again, we have got to get this under control. I will say this, when the Republicans retake Congress, we've got to make this right. This has to be an issue. We've got to do what we can do. We have to go above and beyond to give our fighting men and women the resources they need. When they're out fighting for our freedom, David, they shouldn't have to worry about whether or not they're going to be able to feed their kids at home.
No, that's exactly right. And they shouldn't worry about a lot of things. We should be taking care of them. They're defending us, our freedom. And if we didn't have a great military, we wouldn't have a great United States. You know, our military is bought with, you know, people, taxpayers' money of the United States. Let's use it to our good. Yeah, the Republicans need to take the House, they need to take the Senate, they need to take the presidency. We need some leadership here, man, and we're not getting it right now.
All right. Well, David, we are going to leave it there. Okay. I want to, again, promote your book. We've got a link to it on the live show blog, The Military Guide to Disarming Deception, Battlefield Tactics to Expose the Enemy's Lies and Triumph in Truth. It is a great book. Folks, you got to read that. Also, we have a link to David's personal website. You can access that on the live show blog as well. David, always appreciate your great insight.
Thanks, Todd. God bless. Thanks for having me on the show today.
All right, David Giamana, everybody. By the way, we are following some breaking news out of Chicago where there has been an explosion in a residential building. We understand they're calling for a mass casualty bus. We're going to be following those developments, and I'm sure there will be an update on your local radio news broadcast. But again, first responders at the scene of some sort of an explosion there in it looks to be a residential area, and at least one car has been crushed. A lot of bricks, a lot of debris littering the roadway there in Chicago. So we'll keep you updated on that story as well. We do need to take a quick break here, folks, and I want to tell you about our great friend Mike Lindell. Man, he's under attack from the FBI, the deep state. The left hates this guy, but we love Mike Lindell because he's an American patriot. And Mike has done a wonderful job providing a platform for this radio show. He's been a longtime sponsor, and Mike has some great deals just for our listeners. That's right, MyPillow.com/Starnes, MyPillow.com/Starnes. All this week, the biggest bed sheet sale in MyPillow history. Those beautiful, soft, luscious Giza Dream bed sheets, you're going to be able to get them for just $29.98. That's $29.98 by using my promo code Starnes at MyPillow.com/Starnes. Lots of other great deals as well on every other MyPillow product. If you want to do your Christmas shopping super early, well, and now is the time to do that by simply going to MyPillow.com/Starnes.
We're experiencing instability at every level. Our government lacks leadership, and Bidenomics has been a disaster. The economy is in a fragile state. Inflation has been a consistent issue. High interest rates have put significant pressure on the real estate market. There have been major bank failures, and many analysts say a stock market correction is likely overdue. We have global conflicts in Europe and the Middle East that have the potential to spread, but gold has soared to record highs even amidst the tensions. There are so many reasons that Americans should consider investments in gold and silver, and Legacy Precious Metals is the gold standard. I love Legacy Precious Metals because of their zero-hassle, education-first approach. They can help you roll your traditional IRA into a gold IRA or ship metals directly to your house. Go to LegacyPMInvestments.com to download their free gold investing guide. I've read it, and there's so much valuable information there. Friends, now is not the time to roll the dice with your hard-earned money. Find out about the growth potential that gold offers you. Contact Legacy Precious Metals today and tell them I sent you.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. By the way, the Department of Homeland Security planning to spend about $700,000 of your money to study extremism in video gaming. What is it, like Miss Pac-Man? Is she like racist now or something? I don't know. Pong. Anyway, $700,000, ladies and gentlemen, of your tax money being squandered by the Department of Homeland Security. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. So Don Lemon, little Donnie Lemon, is really struggling at CNN, and it's not looking good. But Don Lemon was doing an interview just the other day, and he was raising concerns about slavery. And it's every now and again, the folks over at CNN get triggered by a guest. Normally, they're pretty good about vetting all of these guests. They don't want to have anybody on their channel who disagrees with them. But I want you to hear what happened when he was talking to someone about Great Britain and slavery.
Well, this is coming when, you know, this all of this wealth, and you hear about it, comes as England is facing rising costs of living, a living crisis, austerity budget cuts, and so on. And then you have those who are asking for reparations for colonialism, and they're wondering, you know, $100 billion, $24 billion here and there, $500 million there. Some people want to be paid back, and members of the public are wondering, why are we suffering when you are, you know, you have all of this vast wealth? Those are legitimate concerns.
Well, I think you're right about reparations in terms of if people want it, though, what they need to do is you always need to go back to the beginning of a supply chain. Where was the beginning of the supply chain? That was in Africa, and when that crossed the entire world, when slavery was taking place, which was the first nation in the world that abolished slavery? The first nation in the world to abolish it. It was started by William Wilberforce, was the British. In Great Britain, they abolished slavery. 2,000 naval men died on the high seas trying to stop slavery. Why? Because the African kings were rounding up their own people. They had them on cages waiting in the beaches. No one was running into Africa to get them. And I think you're totally right. If reparations need to be paid, we need to go right back to the beginning of that supply chain and say, who was rounding up their own people and having them handcuffed in cages? Absolutely. That's where they should start. And maybe, I don't know, the descendants of those families where they died at the, in the high seas trying to stop the slavery, that those families should receive something too, I think, at the same time.
if I could just describe the look on Don Lemon's face right now, the guy, look, it's a deer in headlights. He doesn't know how to respond. He doesn't know how to respond to the truth. Not only will the truth set you free, ladies and gentlemen, the truth will smack you upside the head. And that's exactly what happened on CNN. The woman you just heard, she is a royal commentator. Hillary Fordwich is her name. And there are a lot of people out there saying that the royal family should pay reparations. But in reality, and she's absolutely right, as a matter of fact, our friend Paul Chappell, the pastor at Lancaster Baptist Church, was actually speaking about this last night at the leadership conference when he pointed out that Great Britain was the first nation to outlaw slavery, and he brought up William Wilberforce. This is history, but this is the history that the left doesn't want you to know about. They don't want you to know that thousands and thousands of British soldiers were killed trying to stop the slave trade. They don't want you to know, as Hillary Fordwich just said, that it was in fact the African kings who sold their own people into slavery. They don't want to talk about those kinds of stories. They don't want to talk about those kinds of issues. This is why here in America they want to whitewash our history. They don't want you to know about that. It was a brilliant moment. All right, 844-747-8868. Let's go to the phones here. Bill in Georgia, WDUN, wants to talk about Herschel Walker. All right, Bill, what's on your mind?
Yes, Mr. Starnes. I'm an old football fan. And I remember watching Herschel Walker play at Georgia 40 years ago. And I remember that back in those days, you had to be able to pass a very, very challenging SAT test in order to get in and play Division I college football. And that Herschel was able to do that. And that many good young athletes weren't able to pass that test and had to go to lesser schools or didn't get to play. Herschel played for the famous Vince Dooley. Do you remember Vince Dooley?
I remember old Vince.
Well, Vince Dooley was very strict on students and athletes going to class. And there were many great athletes that flunked out of school in those days. Do you remember that?
Go ahead. What's your point here, Bill?
Well, my point is he went to a very good school. Georgia is rated number 2 in the SEC behind Vanderbilt. It's the number 20 university in the United States, and I think Vince Dooley taught Herschel not to run his mouth too much before the big game, and I personally think that Herschel has got this Warnock guy right where he wants him right now, and that Herschel is a good man, he's a humble man, and he's going to win this election. Thank you.
All right, Bill, appreciate the call, and that may very well be the case. I sure would have liked to have seen Herschel debate his fellow Republicans during the primary. I wish you would have done that, and we're going to see. And there may be something to that. Maybe Herschel is just he's loaded for bear, and he's just waiting for the debates to say what needs to be said. And we'll see. 844-747-8868, our telephone number. Brett Baer over at Fox News. You know, something weird is happening at Fox right now. A lot of people are beginning to talk out of school, and especially about a guy by the name of Jay Wallace, who is the president and executive editor at Fox. He's the leftist in charge of the news side of the company. And he's the one that was responsible for a lot of the leftward drift that's happening at Fox. Anyway, Brett Baer has been no supporter of Trump at all. Now word is leaking out of some emails that he was actually sending to Jay Wallace on election night. You might remember when Fox was the first to call Arizona, and that's what gave Biden the victory in 2020. And Trump has never forgiven Fox for doing that. Neither have a lot of their longtime viewers who now are watching Newsmax. Anyway, Brett Baer was actually begging and pleading for Fox to reverse the decision and to pull the decision. He says, the situation is uncomfortable, really uncomfortable. I keep having to defend this on air. He says, it's hurting us. The sooner we pull it, talking about rescinding the call from the decision desk, even if it gives us major egg and we put it back in Trump's column, the better we are, in my opinion. And we all know that did not happen. Imagine where we would be right now if it had. All right, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with us today here on the Todd Stearns radio program. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Our website, by the way, and we get so many every time I go out and I'm speaking to a group, the first thing people do is they come up and they don't say we listen to the radio show, which many of you do. But the first thing they say is, thank you for sending out those emails. Thank you for covering those stories and letting us know about what's happening. And I can tell you that our team is fighting every single day to tell those stories. And it's tough. Look, we know that the censorship from social media is there. As a matter of fact, we were checking some analytics. Our engagement on Facebook this month down 92%. It's only because Facebook is throttling our information, and it's happening to a lot of people. It's also happening to our good friend Dick Morris. You see him all the time on Newsmax. He is a best-selling author, and Dick is being censored even as we speak, and he is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Dick, good to have you back on the program. What's going on?
Thank you. If we get interrupted in the middle of the show, I hope it's because we're cut off, not that I've been dragged away to prison.
You and me both, Dick. Before we jump into this, I was texting Mike this morning, Mike Lindell. We were longtime friends, and I stopped midway, and I'm like, holy cow, I think I may be talking to an FBI agent because they've got his phone.
Well, I have a very different theory about these Mar-a-Lago documents. I think I'm right, and it's totally opposite of what you hear. I do not think that those documents were important to the FBI's case against Donald Trump. I think those documents were essential for Donald Trump's case against the FBI. And I think that's why they seized them. I think that when Trump left Mar-a-Lago, he wasn't keeping those documents for a scrapbook or to tell his grandchildren. He wasn't writing a book or anything. He didn't want them around for memorabilia and nostalgia. He wanted them because they contained the smoking gun to prove the FBI's complicity and collusion with the Hillary campaign in creating and fomenting this whole Russian collusion hoax and in using those phony arguments and wrong facts to get FISA warrants to spy on Trump and his staff. And I believe that Trump knew that the Durham investigation was going nowhere, and it's just confirmed today that it's not. And he knew that this would be buried in the ash heap of history unless he took those documents himself and used them to go after the FBI. And I think that that's why the FBI acted when it did, to seize them so that there wouldn't be the evidence. I think that what will happen is we'll take Congress in November, and then we'll convene a hearing about the FBI, meaning the Republicans. And I think that those documents will be Exhibit A in really indicting the FBI, not in indicting Donald Trump.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is our good friend Dick Morris, a best-selling author of The Return, Trump's Big 2024 Comeback. You know, Dick, I think the other message here the FBI is sending, and especially going after all of the Trump supporters, upwards of at least 50, of course, Mike Lindell yesterday at the Hardee's restaurant.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if they're just trying to intimidate and bully those who would dare speak out in defense of this, yeah, of this president.
Well, not just speak out. Trump is currently working very hard at raising money for Republican Senate candidates around the country. And they are sending subpoenas to the people he's approaching for money. So he's calling them in the afternoon saying, please contribute $100,000. And that morning they get a subpoena from the FBI investigating whether they're engaged in money laundering or some corrupt activity that scares the hell out of them and stops them from writing checks. It's a deliberate effort to dry up the money for the Republicans, because the FBI, which is basically its own political party now, knows that they're coming after them when the election is over.
And, of course, even in New England, you had the primary yesterday in New Hampshire where the Trump-endorsed candidate won in a very crowded and competitive Republican field. This president has support. And, Dick, I never buy into the polling data, but I've got a gut feeling that we're going to have a very good November for Republicans.
Yes, I think we are. I think that people are increasingly coming to understand the real danger of inflation. And by that, I don't mean that it bleeds you of 8 or 10% of your income every year. I mean that there's a cycle going on. The inflation, because of the massive spending Biden initiated, you get inflation. Then because of the inflation, the Democrats pass new programs for more spending to help people offset the problems of inflation. And that causes more inflation. And that causes the Federal Reserve Board to raise interest rates and induce a recession, to crush the economy, to stop the inflation. And that will induce the Democrats to pass new programs to aid people to make up for the income they lose in the recession, which is going to cause more inflation. And you end up with a soft currency, with a currency that nobody accepts, and huge, huge problems, the death of the dollar. And at the same time that that's happening, there's a new movement for the BRICS currencies, BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, and China. And they're about to take on Turkey and South Africa and Saudi Arabia in not accepting the dollar and accepting their own currencies as a kind of market basket. And I think that this is all fitting together into the greatest threat to America's economic superiority that we've ever had.
Dick, I want to ask you about your book, The New York Times. It did not appear on their bestseller list, and this happened to me with my book a couple of years ago. We should have been number 9. We were on Amazon's list, Publishers Weekly, USA Today, and the same thing happened to you here. Your book should be number 4 on the Times list, but it's nowhere to be found.
If you, I'm sorry that happened to you too. If you go through BookScan, which, as you know, is the ultimate authority as to who sold what that week, I am higher than all but 11 of the 15 books that are on the list. So I should be 4, but I'm nowhere. And I believe that it's not just that they wanted to go against me. I think that the Times would, the editorial board would commit Harry Caray before they'd let a book entitled The Return, Trump's Big Comeback in 24, appear on their print page, let alone the bestseller list.
I love it. It's true, though. It's absolutely true. Oh, my word. All right, Dick, we're going to leave it there. Good stuff, as always, and you're crushing it on Newsmax, and we love you, man. You're a great American patriot.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, there you go. Dick Morris, censored by the New York Times. And as he said, we all sort of are living in this sort of weird world where at any moment the FBI could come in, and because of our connections and our ties with Donald Trump, and either haul us away or take away our cell phones. And someone said, well, Todd, what are you going to do if that happens to you? Well, I can tell you that I've had conversations with my attorneys, and God forbid something like that happens, we have a plan in place, and we are going to surround ourselves with our constitutional rights. That's what we're going to do, and we'll keep you updated. So if suddenly you hear Grace Baker anchoring this show, Grace, you know that I've been hauled out of here.
Oh, please, please, no. Don't leave the show in my hands.
By the way, you sent me a text message of a photo. What somebody's sending you a gift?
Yes, one of our listeners, Chris, sent me a plaque that says, "You had me at Merlot." And it's got a picture of, you know, a wine glass with Merlot in it. The drink, not the dog.
Because your dog is named Merlot.
Yes, because my dog is named Merlot. So very thoughtful. It. Thank you, Chris.
That's very kind of you. So and we love it whenever you guys send us a handwritten note or send us something, and we love and it really makes everybody's day. So, Grace, you've gotten something. I've gotten something. But poor Kyle. He's just, you know.
Aw, producer Kyle.
Maybe our friend at the sausage company can bring by a case of
sausage. That's always welcomed by everybody here.
There you go. All right, we got to take a break here. We're heading to the phones, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Stern's radio show. We are broadcasting all this week from West Coast Baptist College in California, the annual leadership conference. Thousands of people from all over America are here, including a number of students, and I had an opportunity to speak to a group on Sunday. So incredibly impressed, I wanted to bring some of them on the program, and we're very excited to have with us DJ Clay from Pittsburgh, Emily Luna from Chicago, and Jared Craig from Lancaster, California. Guys, welcome to the show.
It's good to be here, Mr. Sarnes.
You know, Emily, I want to start with you. There were a lot of great questions that were asked Sunday night, and I'm curious to know if students your age, are they engaged in the political process? Are they paying attention to what's happening out there in the country?
Usually not. If anything, I'd say it's more like whatever comes up in like media. So if you're on TikTok, you'll see a few things, and they're like, "Oh, have you seen what, like with the Queen, for example?" They're like, "Oh, do you see what happened to the Queen? Like Meghan Markle, how she's acting?" It's kind of true. Like, oh, if celebrities see something about it, they'll engage with it. But usually not.
So where, you know, when you're talking about influencers, mm-hmm. would you say that the Hollywood crowd maybe has a larger influence on younger Americans than maybe politicians?
Yeah, usually it's that. But, I mean, I guess if you have, it also depends like what type of influencers you're into. So if you're more into like the singing world, you're listening to obviously more artists that do sing. If you're into, I don't know, like celebrities, any other celebrity, then you're into that. So it depends, yeah, who you engage with the most.
Jared, I know that you're really involved in politics. What are some of the issues that are impacting your generation?
Personally, I would say the biggest problem we face is apathy as a young group of people. We just seem to not care. That's one thing the left does really well, is that they can bring the emotions into something and really get people just to feel bad for something not necessarily political, and they'll draw you into something like BLM, all this stuff, just because like you see these reels or TikToks, like she said, where you see fires and everyone, they just blame it on whoever. And people just, they're apathetic to really know the truth. They won't go out and read a news article from like Breitbart or Daily Wire. They don't really care. They'll just see what they've seen, a 15-second clip on TikTok or what some celebrity says, and they'll just keep going. And apathy towards everything else, really knowing the truth. They really don't care about the politics or anything, just really what appeals to them emotionally is something. That's really their politics. It's just emotion.
I mean, here in California, you know, especially you guys are controlled by the progressive left, the far left. Republicans are in the minority. What do you see among your fellow conservatives your age?
Fellow conservatives out here in California, you're either very, very conservative. Like, you're out there, you're promoting your thing, what you believe, or you're not doing anything, really. It's two extremes out here in California. You're like, man, you hate the gas prices, or you're like, eh, well, I'll have to pay it anyway, just pay it. Like, you don't really want to dive into what the problem is, like Gavin Newsom. He's a horrible dictator of a governor, but, you know, didn't vote for the recall. So, like, kind of your fault there a little bit. You know what I mean? That's just how our Republicans out here are, 19, 20, 21-year-olds. That's how our conservatives are.
They've got to get mobilized, though.
Exactly. They just got to get involved more. I think that's what we need to see.
All right. We're going
to
bring DJ into the conversation. But, Emily, I want to go back to you for just a moment. You're from Chicago.
Yeah.
What's it like out there being a conservative in a place like Chicago?
Well, thankfully, I was blessed to go into a Christian school. So that does help a bit. But even in that atmosphere, if you go more towards inner city, you have a lot more like liberals, left-leaning individuals who are very opinionated. If it weren't for Chicago, I bet Illinois would basically be red state. You have the suburbs, and then you have like every other like town, village away from the city, and they're very like very red. It's very red, you know. But it's just the inner city and the influence from Chicago. Once you get more involved, the closer you are to that downtown area, it's when it gets way more liberal.
The urban areas, and that's pretty obvious all over America right now.
Yeah.
Your faith, though, and you're a Christian. How does that influence your politics?
Well, I do have my stance and morals, obviously, in God. So, if, for example, the abortion thing, that's where I give human life to, you know, a child in the womb. But there's also, I have to also be ready to debate, or I guess say defend, what I believe even without the Bible, because there are people that they don't care about the Bible. Like, they listen to that, like, oh, it's just because you're religious. So you have to also be like ready and prepared to debate or converse with people even without the Bible.
And so it's about being prepared. Mm-hmm. And as you said, so many parents are now sending their kids to either Christian schools or homeschooling. DJ, you're coming from Pennsylvania, which is a battleground state. What's it like? What's going on in your state?
Pennsylvania, it's an interesting state, I'll be honest with you. To be honest, you know, the political of what you see states like California, or you see states that are conservative, you see states that are more blue, red. I mean, you have a bunch of different ones. But with Pennsylvania, I believe it's very diversified. There's a very good balance within Pennsylvania, and especially if you go inner city Pittsburgh, you will see more liberals, you will see more of that. But once you get out, you will actually see how many conservatives there really are, especially the area that I live in, the area around Pittsburgh.
And this is a pretty conservative school here, West Coast Baptist College.
Yes, sir.
Why do you think that is?
Because we believe that the foundation of what a Christian is, what lines up with the Bible. You know, if you look at, you know, the sanctity of human life, like Emily was saying, if you look at the biblical standards that we have set aside, yes, some people will say, you know, they'll say just, you know, we don't believe in the Bible, you're just a Christian, so that's why you're moral. But here at West Coast Baptist College, you know, we are conservative because we believe what lines up with the Bible. And we're not just saying, using the term of conservative, just to say we're conservative. We're conservative because of what the Bible says. The Bible might not say the word conservative, but in human terms of modern day and what the Bible lines up with, we believe in what God says in His Word.
And again, I think it's so important. You know, schools like Liberty University, you've got West Coast Baptist College. You guys are out there making a difference in the culture. And I think at the end of the day, it goes back to this idea that ultimately the problems that are facing our country are not really political; they really are spiritual.
Yes, sir.
And we've got to be able to deal with that. Real quick, Jared, just pop right back over here, and I want to wrap with you. We've got just about 40 seconds here. Big midterm elections coming up, but after that, 2024, Trump or DeSantis?
I'm going for Donald Trump. I'm going for the winner here. I love DeSantis. I love his morals, his beliefs, and everything. And he's got a bitter mouth, really. But Trump's a winner. If anyone's going to do it for us, it's Trump. He's really got a movement. He's mobilizing them, and you know, I think he's coming out.
All right, we will see. It is fascinating, and we did hear a lot of DeSantis fans in the crowd on Sunday as we were talking to the students. Well, guys, thank y'all so much for taking some time out of your classes to hang out with us, and we're very excited about what's happening here at West Coast, and we wish you guys the very best in your careers.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having us today.
All right, guys. This is Grace. I'm very impressed here. You would love it around this place.
I'm sure I would. It looks like beautiful campus and great people. So
the tumbleweeds, though, that would terrify Merlot.
She would just try to chase them.
Yeah, I don't think you want to chase. They chase you here. That's the problem.
Fair enough. Tumbleweeds.
I think they're like alive or something. They're like creatures. All right, folks, we've had a great time today. It's been a busy day. We've got hour three coming up. We've got a great conversation with David Limbaugh. You're going to want to stick around for that. 844-747-8868. That is our telephone number. From West Coast Baptist College, this is the Todd Starnes Show.